I met Craig Pugh on a recent sunny afternoon in Leipzig as he was unloading bushels of crabs from his boat and then separating the males from the females.
These are the females. The difference in the claws are red. These guys got blue on the end of theirs.
And that's how you tell, because the red claws and the blue claws?
Yeah, well, that's one way to tell between the male and the female.
Pugh has been crabbing for 35 years on the Delaware Bay, and he says this year looks like it could be a good one.
Compared to the last 2 years, it's up.
And he credits that abundance of crabs to this year's mild winter.
We had a good holdover from last year's crabs. They're grown up, they're big, and they're nice-looking crab. And as long as the wintertime doesn't kill them, take them out, then you get to harvest some of that.
But it may be more complex than that. It's still a mystery why there were twice the average number of crabs born last fall.
It's really hard to explain why the blue crab population fluctuates.
Rich Wong tracks blue crab populations for Delaware's Division of Fish and Wildlife. He says it was normal to see spikes in blue crab populations as high as 6 times the average of 100 million as recently as the early 2000s. But Delaware hasn't seen spikes like that in the past decade.
But perhaps with what we're seeing in the survey this year and what we saw last year with baby crabs, maybe those peaks will start to occur again.
And blue crab populations aren't just on the rise in Delaware Bay. Populations in Chesapeake Bay have been increasing for the past 2 years. The director of NOAA's Chesapeake Bay office, Peyton Robertson, says there's a reason for that.
I would certainly say, and I think not just in a hopeful way, I believe that the management measures that have put in place are working.
One of those practices is harvest limits. Crabbers on the Chesapeake are limited to harvesting 36% of all female blue crabs. But last year, they harvested less than half that. 15%.
They're harvesting less than potentially they could, and the population seems to be responding to that.
The story's the same on the Delaware Bay. Crabbers have only been harvesting about 20% of all crabs, male and female, even though the limit is more than twice that, 50%. But crabbers like Pugh are still catching plenty of crabs. He's pulling in about a dozen bushels a day, with prices staying pretty steady around $100 a bushel. There are just more crabs to be had. Isaac Burrows is preparing to boil a dozen blue crabs for someone's lunch.
This spring we had the nicest, biggest crab that I can ever remember. And I've been here 31 years. I mean, they were brutes. They were all brutes.
Burrows has owned and operated Sambo's Tavern in Leipzig since the mid-1980s. He says you can expect to see some nice crabs this year, but don't expect the price to drop too much. Yeah, there are more crabs, but there are more people eating them, too.
We started in 85, and in the beginning, we had crabs for $12 a dozen, and now they're $45 a dozen. And I think the supply is just keeping up with the demand.
So while those days of $12 for a dozen of crabs may be over, it may make you a little less crabby to know that it looks like there won't be any shortage of crabs for years to come. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.